Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction. The talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. And on the line with us today, we have Sherman E. Ross. We're going to be discussing his amazing book, Codename Juggernaut. And I do want to quickly point out that Sherman was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by one of the best publishers in the business. People, I'm telling you, if you're an author out there, okay, you're a writer out there, and you've written a book and you need help moving it, I'm going to give you some of the best advice you could ever receive. Contact Authors Press and have their fantastic team move it for you. Okay, they're one of the best in the business to do it, and they specialize in taking your literary creation to the next level. Head on over to authorspress.com today and see what they can do for you. And listen, it is an absolute pleasure to have Sherman here on the line. Now, the moment you start to do any research on his book, Codename Juggernaut, you got an idea of what we're discussing, okay? Now, it's only an idea, and I say that because this book is filled with hills and valleys. There's twists, there's turns. This is a crime espionage thriller, okay? It's a nonstop page turner. You're not going to be able to put it down, I promise you. Actually, you know what? I don't even promise you. That is an assurance, okay? That is a bet. I challenge you to purchase this book, to read the words that are on the page, and see if you can put it down, because I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to. This is something taken directly out of a Hollywood film or a television show. In the world that we live in, with the Bourne Identity series, you know, the 007, all the crime thrillers that we have, this is something right up that alley. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm here for it. And I know you are as well. Now, here's the other side of things, okay? Because yes, pure entertainment, we're here for it. We love it. But there's another side of things with regards to domestic terrorism that I think hits a little close to home. So even though it may not have been intended this way, and we're going to go into further discussion, so Sherman will be able to go into an elaboration, but when it comes to that domestic terrorism side of things, people, we know here in the States, this has become all too common. Unfortunately so. And I like the fact, you know, actually, no, I don't like the fact. I love the fact that Sherman decided to put this in his book and discuss it. Because I think through seeing it in an entertaining form this way, it will help formulate conversations and help raise awareness amongst all of us. And hopefully, it'll maybe make people think twice about that. Hey, listen, and I don't know, maybe that's just the optimist in me thinking that way. But I'm here for it, as I stated. I think this book has so much to offer, and what it symbolizes and represents is much more than meets the eye. And at the end of the day, Sherman is the expert. He's written the book, he's done the research, and he's going to be able to articulate everything much better than I ever could. So here's the thing. Sit back, strap in, get ready for a wonderful ride, and don't take my word for it. Take Sherman's. Sherman, first and foremost, man, welcome to People of Distinction, and thank you very much for being a guest. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.
I'm indebted to the People of Distinction podcast and CBS Radio for the opportunity to talk about my debut novel, Codename Juggernaut.
Absolutely. Well, Sherman,
I ask you for your indulgence as my ragweed and pollen counts are high today and my allergies are driving me crazy.
Well, thank you for making us aware. Listen, I know all too much about that. My wife suffers from some pretty bad allergies herself. So I'm right there with you, man. Listen, we're gonna go through this and we're gonna give you the time that you need, and hopefully you're able to get through that without any disturbances. But Sherman, listen, it's truly a pleasure having you with us, okay? We really do find this opportunity to be an honor to have you as a guest. I think what you're doing here is profound, man. I think what you're embarking upon is something that, as I stated, from just an entertainment standpoint, there's so much there to be gained. But also one of those underlying messages and themes that are really going to be able to be explored of domestic terrorism, I think, is beneficial as well in terms of raising that awareness. So again, thank you for being with us. Now, before we go into the book, Sherman, let's start by learning a little bit more about your background. Tell us about yourself, please.
I was born in Georgia and I lived in Germany as well as numerous locations around the USA. I attended undergraduate and graduate universities in Colorado and Texas, receiving bachelor's degrees in history and biology, as well as a master's degree in biochemistry. Over the course of my career, I was employed as an analytical biochemist in both academia, performing research in the fields of lung cancer, something called alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency-mediated emphysema, and acute respiratory distress syndrome, before migrating to the pharmaceutical industry in the area of drug development. I've since co-authored or authored numerous publications in various scientific journals, and I'm now retired and currently reside in Denver, Colorado.
You know, Sherman, let me just, wow. Oh my goodness. People, could we have selected the more perfect embodiment of a person of distinction to be on our network? My goodness. You know, Sherman, we're going to have to invite you back onto the network, man, not to discuss this book or any other books you write in the future, but just to discuss your background, because it is wonderfully impressive. And I'm sure you have stories for days, man. Oh, my goodness. Now, listen, I wasn't planning on going here next, Sherman, but after that opening, I can't see myself going anywhere else. You talk about your background as a biochemist and in the pharmaceutical industry and different publications that you have written for scientific purposes. Well, you got to connect the dots for me here, Sherman. Where does the inspiration for creative writing come from?
Please, you will give me a swelled head. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I have both scientific and a history background, and I was able to apply both of these in the writing of the novel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess let me hone it in even further here, Sherman. Growing up, was writing always a hobby of yours? Were novels and fictional novels of this magnitude, was it something that you generally liked to read and get lost in? Talk to us a little bit more about that.
Well, actually, my older brother, he's a writer in the family. He's a journalist, and he's written a number of books himself. But perhaps it's in my DNA. I mean, as I said, for the older brother is an author, and I had an aunt who was a prolific painter, and she had a small art gallery in Washington, D.C.
Fantastic.
I just have good genes.
Absolutely. It sounds like it. Okay. It sounds like it. Sherman, thank you very much for that, man. Thank you for indulging me. I appreciate it. Without further ado, the anchor for today's interview is all about your novel, Codename Juggernaut. Tell us a little bit more about it, please.
Codename Juggernaut is a dark political thriller that revolves around a far right-wing extremist plot against the government. Specifically, the plot is planned to steal plutonium and other components of a nuclear device, Department of Energy storage facility, in order to fabricate them into a weapon of mass destruction they intend to use to detonate in Washington, D.C. Imagine, if you will, a nuclear device with the destructive power of the Nagasaki bomb, approximately 20,000 tons of TNT, detonated several blocks from the U.S. Capitol building on the night of the State of the Union address. The President, Congress, Supreme Court were all assembled together. The terrorist objective is, after wiping out the government, to foment widespread chaos and unrest. The main antagonist in the book is one Howard Brennan. He's a bitter and deranged ex-Air Force colonel who happens to have previous experience in nuclear weapons design as an engineer. Now, having been dismissed from the service because of repeated clashes with the government, Howard now seethes with anger against those he blames for wrecking his career. He's given the weapon the operational code name Juggernaut, and intends to use it to obtain this vengeance. In his own words, through the barbarian holocaust of fire, Howard commands a loose-knit neo-Nazi terrorist group known as Werewolf. His murderous paramour and lover, one Jacqueline Lynch, an automaton-like assassin, has agreed to assist him in his scheme. book's protagonist and Howard's primary adversary is an FBI special agent named Douglas Reps. He's been originally drawn into the investigation of pursuing several unsolved murders attributed to Lynch. Reps, who is Jewish, painstakingly analyzes a series of clues and slowly uncovers the elements of the plot. After some surprising twists and turns, attempts to stop it. The story begins in Los Angeles and rolls to Utah, Colorado, Virginia, and ultimately Washington, D.C., like a juggernaut. Through the narrative of this book, I made references to a number of recent events and go to considerable lengths to touch on issues of the tribalistic political division, racism, and anti-Semitism in this country, which, sad to say, are very much in the news today.
Going back to inspiration now. So we talked about inspiration behind writing. But when it comes to this particular novel, what inspired you to write a novel based upon this
Previous, it seems that terrorism rising from the Middle East, hijackings, bombings, kidnappings, and so on, were constant fare on the news. All you saw. I first started researching codename Juggernaut way back in the mid-1990s. In the disturbing rise of political division in this country. And writing the book, I wanted not only to create a thriller, which is hopefully entertaining, but also delve into the mindset of political extremism in this country.
Yeah.
I got the idea for the novel when domestic terrorism seen by Oklahoma City and Atlanta Olympics bombings were becoming increasingly prevalent right here. I decided that it represented a relatively untapped and fertile area for literary development. The manuscript itself underwent a number of iterations over the last several years, and I threw myself into further development and refinement when the COVID pandemic hit.
People, again, we're here on the line with Sherman E. Ross. We're discussing his amazing novel, Codename Juggernaut. You know, Sherman, next question that I'd love to get into, you know, in really, again, sticking with this writing process, but did you write this book with the audience in mind?
Absolutely. I'm sure the reader will appreciate that although a work of fiction set sometime in the near future, the book makes references to a number of events that are very much in the news today.
Yeah.
Managed to weave not-so-subtle inferences to these events. Part of the book's appeal is that the baddies are domestic threats who rise amongst us, rather than being foreign-born terrorists. The national threat comes from within. These terrorists are our fellow Americans. People might be your co-worker or next-door neighbor, rather than some troglodyte residing in a cave somewhere in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
As the reader goes through the book, they're made to ponder the question, given the political situation in the USA today, can something like this, what is depicted in Codename Juggernaut actually happen?
Mm. I mean, that's a scary question, but I think one worth asking, right? One worth exploring. When it comes to this process, again, still sticking with this writing process, did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. I enjoyed it immensely. Researching this project was relatively easy. I found that once I outlined the book's main thrust, it literally wrote itself. As I stated earlier, I have a background in history and science and called upon this frequently as I wrote it. And as I proceeded to write it, I came to appreciate all the nuances and mechanics of writing a novel.
Yeah. You know, I love how often I have writers on our network and they bring that up. In terms of, listen, once you get it rolling, it just starts to write itself. I love that notion, and really, that's just what we're talking about. We're talking about passion here, right? We're talking about creative inspiration, and once you just start going, people, it's like you're rolling down a hill, right? It's that snowball that initially starts as a snowflake, but accumulates and gets bigger and bigger as it rolls down. I love that. That momentum is something that is a beautiful thing to watch and a wonderful thing to hear about. Now, curiosity for myself with this next one here, Sherman, when it comes to your characters, Now, I know it's hard. Listen, as an artist, I get it, right? When it's difficult to choose a favorite, because I would assume it's kind of like a parent choosing a favorite child. And mom, dad, I know you're out there listening. I know I'm the favorite. You don't have to tell it. I just know it. I can feel it. You don't have to say it. But Sherman, I would like you to say it. With regards to the characters that you've created, do you have a favorite?
I'd have to say that the novel's three main characters are all my favorites. Howard Brennan is a terrible person, dripping with vitriol and race hatred. He's nevertheless an interesting individual to develop.
Mm-hmm.
Readers can see that he is portrayed as a psychopath, with a personality that can be best described as Hitlerian. He has an absolute, almost hypnotic control over his followers, eagerly assisting in his grand scheme. His psychopathy makes him an excellent subject for literary development because of his unpredictability in both thought and action. Throughout the book, I delve rather extensively into Howard's descent into madness. Declan Lynch's character is equally psychotic. She's obsequious as his assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Paradoxically, she's a sycophant and yet portrays the image of a strong female character. She doesn't only kill people, she enjoys it. At the other end of the spectrum is the Special Agent Douglas Revson's complex, high-strung character, who must doggedly plow through the maze of bureaucratic and personal obstacles in order to thwart the terrorists. He discerns that Washington, D.C. is the actual intended target, and with several days before the planned attack, he must somehow convince his skeptical superiors before it's too late.
You know, listen, I'm going to... people, you see what he did there? You see what he did there? I asked about the favorite character, and he did what a parent would do. You know, he's like the three main characters. I love them all. They're all my favorite. That is such a generous answer there, Sherman. I was trying to reel you in and set you up. You didn't fall for the bait. Listen, as we start to close out of here, and thank you very much for the fantastic information that you've relayed. The last question that I can think of that I want to ask here, two-part question, Sherman. First and foremost, who is your intended audience with this book? And second, what is the main message that you hope that they receive from it?
Well, as I stated earlier, Codename Juggernaut is set in the near future. It's targeted for adult readers who love thrillers. The book was written to appeal to the reader who enjoys technology without being too tech-heavy. I sent your staff an advanced reader's copy in a press release. You'll agree with me that the graphic violence and strong language is not for children. It's a gritty, raw, hard-hitting story whose cliffhanger chapter ending should appeal to lovers of action and edge-of-the-chair excitement. Permit me to read an excerpt from the novel.
Yeah,
in the shimmering haze of a clear midwinter evening, Howard could plainly make out his target. Broad dome of the U.S. Capitol building less than half a mile away. Just beyond that lay the limestone edifices of the Everett Dirksen Senate Office Building and the Sam Rayburn Office Building. He checked his watch. 4:22 p.m. In less than 3 hours, the government of the United States would be no more. The plot twists keep the reader guessing and eager for more. But don't take my word on it. Listen to what some critical editorial reviewers have written. Diane Woodman of bestsellersworld.com wrote, and I quote, "Codename Juggernaut is jam-packed with action, conflict, tension, and suspense. Ross grabs the reader's attention from the start and keeps them engrossed all the way to the end," unquote. One Amazon reviewer indicated that Codename Juggernaut, quote, "delivers a convincing and gripping story that gets you hooked on it. The details are so credible and impactful. It's a very entertaining read," unquote. While an online bookclub.org reader said, quote, "Codename Juggernaut by Sherman Ross is a gripping tale that kept me on the edge of my seat. Reading this captivating story will send the reader's emotions on an emotional roller coaster," unquote. Furthermore, Codename Juggernaut was recently named the winner of the 2023 Firebird Book Award in the political thriller category. And the accolades go on and on. Folks who enjoyed the action and plot twists from such works as Frederick Forsyth's Bay of the Jackal or Thomas Harris Black Sunday. Well, that's what love, codename Juggernaut.
You know, Sherman, we've discussed so much information so far today. Is there anything else that we haven't yet touched up on that you really want to make sure our listening audience is aware of?
No, the book was featured at the recent Los Angeles Times Festival of Books at USC over the last weekend, and also the limited run at the Creative Bookstore in Pittsburgh, California.
What more can be said? You know, actually, you know, a lot more can be said. And that is the problem, because I know myself, and if I don't stop, I'm going to continue to just talk. I can go on and on. A, there's that much information to cover. B, I'm that much engulfed in everything that Sherman is talking about. But now the onus is on you. I'm going to say it for you once again. I know I don't have to, but let's just re-impress it one last time. We're here on the line with Sherman E. Ross. The title you got to pick up is Codename Juggernaut. Head on over there today, pick up your novel, and get lost in it. I'm telling you, there's so much more that meets the eye. You're going to love embarking upon this journey. And as he stated, you know, listen, it's for adults, not for children. But my adults out there, man, you're going to have some fun with this one, okay? You're going to have some fun with this one. You're going to be able to get lost in a fun, safe journey. And you're also going to be able to learn some things as well and create some conversations that'll hopefully better society for tomorrow. Sherman, this has been an absolute pleasure, man. Such an honor. Thank you once again for being a guest on People of Distinction.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me on.